This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
Nick Warren got his big break as the touring DJ for Bristol trip-hop act Massive Attack in the early 90s. By the mid-90s, he held a residency at the legendary superclub Cream in Liverpool and was putting out underground house and progressive records that became anthems as part of Way Out West. He continues to tour the world, and his latest release has just come out on John Digweed's Bedrock Records. We had a chat to Nick Warren to see how 2015 is looking.
2015 looks a really strong year for me again. I've got my new single with Guy Mansa. Guy Mansa is a very good friend of mine and a great DJ. Sad Robot on our Bedrock Records. It's something that we've talked about doing together for years and years, me and Guy, because we bump into each other, we see each other around the world and say, oh, we must do something together. And finally, a few months ago, I'd started a new track and I thought, oh, well, this could be perfect for me and a guy to do. So I sent it over to him and he was like, yeah. He spent about 3-4 days on it as well, and it was all done and dusted, which was fantastic. It's very much a clubby track. It's an instrumental track. There's a great remix by a guy called Mizumeki, who's a techno artist from Italy, and we've actually done a really nice sort of ambient version of it as well, which isn't on this release. John Digweed's got a new compilation that's coming out in the summer, and he asked if he could keep it for that, but then I think it's one of the best things I've done. It's almost like a John Hopkins, Neil's Farm kind of vibe to it, so I'm really pleased with that. But on top of that, Jody and I have almost finished the new Way Out West album as well. We're always a bit slow in our work, me and Jody, when we come together, and it's taken us like 4 years to make the album, but I think in 2 months' time it'll be done. All the tracks are pretty much there. It's just mixed downs, etc. now. So that hopefully will be out. I might have thought in September now.
What can you tell us about the new Way Out West album?
It's good. Well, then I'd say that anyway. No, I'm really pleased with it. It's a mixture of mine and Jody's styles. Jody is obviously heavily involved in Anjuna Deep now, and his sound I'd say is a more sort of streety UK sound, breaking very big in America, but then it's slightly more housey than mine. I've verged over to the deeper side now, more sort of techie and techno, sort of deep stuff. So we're merging those two styles. There's a couple of classic West sounding tracks on there as well. Some great vocals. I'm excited. It sounded very, very strong. Some friends of mine have heard it and said that they think it's the best stuff that Way Out West has ever done. So we shall see. Yeah, it's going to be a busy year. I'm going to do some more solo stuff as well. Guy and I are going to do another track together. So yeah, it's a strong and busy year. Lots of touring. Off to Miami next week for WMC, and then I should be down your way in Australia and New Zealand, I think around September time as well, hopefully.